Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name is Katie Flynn. I'm a member here. And welcome this morning. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. Now, I'm supposed to tell you that there's a brochure for newcomers if the welcome team hasn't greeted you already. However, I can't find one. So I'm sure that the welcome team is going to come to you after church and just tell you a little bit about ourselves. There's a lot to talk about, so be prepared. In your bulletin this morning, you'll find these lavender slips. They serve two purposes. First, to let us know that you're here so we can welcome you. And second, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with the rest of the church, you can fill that out up at the top, and the ushers will collect the prayer request shortly. The attendance part, they'll collect later on in the service. You've gotten a bulletin when you've come in. That's an abbreviated order of our worship service. If you want the full text and you have a smartphone, there's a QR code available at the back of the church, and I believe at the front of the church, so you can, and on the back of the bulletin, so you can check that out. If you're looking for restrooms or childcare, you can find both through this door, or if you'd rather ask one of the ushers, they can direct you accordingly. After worship, we'll have a conversation and some refreshments in the gathering room right out this door as well. So join us for that. Just a reminder, we have a safe sanctuary policy in this church, so any children should always be accompanied by an adult while they're in the building. Jeannie has an announcement.
Hi there. Christmas Eve is coming up. The Christmas Eve pageant rehearsal is at 9 o'clock on this Saturday. So if you know of any kids, you are a kid, please see me after the service so I can sign you up as an angel, a shepherd, or a king, and be here at 9 o'clock on Saturday for the rehearsal. And Christmas Eve pageant service is at 7 on Christmas Eve, but we'll be here at 6 to prepare.
Okay, so there's a lot of things to look at in the bulletin, a lot of announcements and ways that you can get involved in the church, but this is Christmas week, so there's certain things that I want to point your attention to. First, there's going to be caroling after the service, so if you want to join in that group and go around to our shut-ins and give them a little holiday cheer, you can meet here after the service at 2 to join that. Also, our Christmas dinner is tomorrow night, so if you want to come to eat, you can. The doors open at 5:30 and service starts at 6, or you're welcome anytime to help set up, clean up with crafts, with everything else, so come on down. It's going to be a great time. Also, today is bringing in Christmas, so that's why all the coats are up here, and I'm sure that you're going to hear more about that during the service. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I'm honored to say I'm the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'd like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you. It's going to be a special day with our music program today. I'm excited. The angels are among us today, all over, and you'll be meeting them. The angels in the story of Jesus' birth would be comfortable in our world of tweets and hashtags. Their message were short and to the point, and their favorite being hashtag Do not be afraid. As we look at the stories of angel messengers to Zechariah, Mary, Joseph, and today the shepherds, we need to consider what we can do to bring more hope, more peace, more joy, and more love to our world. We often expect you to turn off your phone in church, but during this series, we ask you to keep them handy. Take photos if you want and post it to Facebook or to Twitter or to Snapchat, any form of social media that you use, and hashtag it, do not be afraid. And today is hashtag more love. And some of you might be thinking, this is all Greek to me. I have no idea what Alicia is saying, but I got to tell you that on social media, I have seen this myself. People in this congregation are doing this and getting the word out as to what we're doing in our church and in our city. The sky was brighter than usual that night, making it clear to keep track of the sheep. And it got really bright. You would have thought that all that glory shining would have been the sign. That's what most of us look for, great big obvious clues about God's presence. But instead, The angels say that a baby, a newborn, helpless baby in a feeding trough was it. God's sign that more love is possible for all of us.
Good morning. I am Ann Owens. I'm going to be your liturgist today. Just as the angels came to announce the unfolding of God's plan to the shepherds, we too can have confidence to let God's plan unfold for our lives. Would you please rise if you're able and join me in a call to worship, followed by the song response, "Do Not Be Afraid." Holy living God, blessed Jesus, guiding spirit. Grant us openness to hear your message. And with the angel messengers above us, among us, and with us, we sing together. Please remain standing and join me in singing Angels from the Realms of Glory, number 220 in your pew hymnal and also displayed on the screen. Mm-hmm. And now I invite you to share in the love of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we connect with one another, love grows. Let us now meet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump, or a high five, and offer more love.
Will the children please join me up front as we sing them in? How are all of you? Good morning. Good morning, good morning. We have these beautiful poinsettias up here, which are a tradition, and we just want to be sure that we don't knock them over because they're so gorgeous today. So today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. We moved it up a little bit. But before we get started, will you do your hand signals with me for the opening prayer? You remember some of them? I'll do them with you. Dear Lord, our ears are open to hear the angels sing. Angels' wings, open our hearts and our minds to the message that they bring. Ooh, I don't know how close the candles are. Amen. All right. So I'm going to have to put it right here. I have a few things in here today. Okay. While I'm writing with my feather, because way back in the day, people used to use feather pens. And so this time of year, a lot of times we write cards out saying, Merry Christmas, or I miss you, or you might write a card to someone who's having a birthday. But whenever you write a card, the message, no matter what you say inside with the words, the message is, I love you and I care for you. And that's our message for today. It's love. And I'm going to show you the American Sign Language sign for love. Can you do it with me? It's really easy. It's this, like you're giving a hug. So that's love. Do you remember the other ones? We have hope, and we have peace, and we have joy, and now we have love. All right. So I was hoping that every time I'm going to read a poem, and every time I say the word love, you all do the sign for love, okay? Are you ready? Because it's going to happen a lot. So this is Love Came Down at Christmas by Christina Rossetti, all right? Love came down at Christmas. Love came down at Christmas. Love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas. Star and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead. Love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign. Love shall be our token. Love shall be yours, and love be mine. Love to God and neighbor. Love for plea and gift and sign. This whole season, we've been talking about angels among us. And guess what? You can be angels from God. You can be the messengers. And all you have to do is share love. So I'm going to ask all of you to take a feather today. And I brought purple ones, and I brought white ones, so you can pick whatever color you want. And I'm going to ask you, when you get back to whoever brought you, here are the white ones, I'm going to ask you to take your feather and write something on the person's hand. Maybe it's a friend or a brother or a sister or a mom or a dad or a grandma or a grandpa. And I want you to either write the word love or draw a heart with your feather on that person's hand, okay, to share that love. Will you pray with me as we close?
And so some of you have agreed to be angels or shepherds, and if you have agreed to that, when we get done with the prayer, I'm going to ask you to go sit over there with Miss Anne, who's raising her hand, and then everyone else, I'm going to ask you to go back with whoever brought you, okay? So let's pray together. Will you repeat after me? Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your message of love. Give us wings to share your message for the whole world. Amen. Thank you for sitting with me and sharing with me. Oh, you need to get, how about I give it to you as you come off the platform here. I'll give you a feather, okay? So come on over.
Around the time of Elizabeth's amazing pregnancy and John's birth, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, required everyone in the Roman Empire to participate in a massive census, the first census since Quirinius had become governor of Syria. And each person had to go to his or her ancestral city to be counted.
Mary's fiancé Joseph from Nazareth in Galilee had to participate in the census in the same way everyone else did. Because he was a descendant of King David, his ancestral city was Bethlehem, David's birthplace.
Mary, who was now late in her pregnancy that the messenger Gabriel had predicted, accompanied Joseph. While in Bethlehem, she went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped the baby in a blanket and laid him in a feeding trough, because the inn had no room for them.
Sing, O the wildwood, the green holly, the silent river and barren tree, the humble creatures that no man sees. Sing, O the wildwood. A weary journey, one's winter night, no hope of shelter, no rest in sight. Who was the creature that bore Mary? A simple donkey. And when they came,
nearby, in the fields outside of Bethlehem, a group of shepherds were guarding their flocks from predators in the darkness of night. Suddenly, a messenger of the Lord stood in front of them, and the darkness was replaced by a glorious light, the shining light of God's glory. They were terrified.
"Don't be afraid. Listen, I bring good news. News of great joy, news that will affect all people everywhere. Today, in the city of David, a liberator has been born for you. He is the promised anointed one, the supreme authority. This will be a sign for you. You will know you have found him when you see a baby, wrapped in a blanket, lying in a feeding trough."
"Really? That is a sign?"
At that moment, the first heavenly messenger was joined by thousands of other messengers, a vast heavenly choir. They praised God.
To the highest heights of the universe, glory to God, and on earth peace among all people who bring pleasure to God.
As soon as the heavenly messengers disappeared into heaven, the shepherds were buzzing with conversation.
Let us rush down to Bethlehem right now. Let's see what's happening. Let's experience what the Lord has told us about.
So they ran into town, and eventually they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the feeding trough. After they saw the baby, they spread the story of what they had experienced and what had been said to them about this child.
Everyone who heard their story couldn't stop thinking about its meaning. Mary, too, pondered all of these events, treasuring each memory in her heart.
The shepherds returned to their flocks, praising God for all they had seen and heard, and they glorified God for the way the experience had unfolded, just as the heavenly messenger had predicted.
Amen.
I do believe there are angels among us. We can be messengers of hashtag more love, flying in the face of fear for God. Emmanuel is truly with us. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin and end our prayer time, remembering that there indeed are angels among us. Please remain seated.
In this moment, we pray for those who have found love in their life and those who really need love to be with them today. We thank you for your steady message of love and those among us who are boots on the ground for your love. Today, we thank you for the coats gathered here and for the difference they will make this winter in people's lives. And you can see the generosity of our church. All these coats. I'd like to just take a moment to bless them. God, please bless these coats, the givers and the receivers. Let the receivers know how much they are loved by you and by this congregation. Amen. For all those whose lives proclaim your reign on earth, we join their refrain, "Do not be afraid."
Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer, in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning with gratitude and praise for all that you have done for us. There are many angels among us, some we can clearly see, and you and others that you have sent, many angels in many forms. An angel may be sitting right next to you this morning. Please be with these people that we have on our prayer list today, and let us continue seeing, feeling, and knowing that you are there through these angels. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for us. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this, and I don't have one in front of me, the purple sheet, the purple one, and pass them, put them in the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guests. We are grateful that you are here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and donations and offerings. The spirit messengers are surely among us. Give us eyes to see and courage to listen. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. God of love and possibility, we offer these gifts so that they may be transformed into your good news for the sake of the world. Thank you for the angel messengers that have ministered to us throughout this Advent season. Together, we claim the courage to hashtag do not be afraid. Amen. This week, Christmas songs will be everywhere, so let's hear these songs as messengers for telling the good news of the presence of God coming once again in Jesus Christ. Our closing hymn is the First Noel. The Noel comes from the French word meaning a shout of joy. May you be humming this throughout the week as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Please be seated. So in church, we're not always sure if we're supposed to clap or not clap when a choir does something well. And so I just wanted to take a moment because I feel like what the choir did today with all their rehearsing and all their practicing, they glorified God. So let's Let's say thank you to all of them. And I'd also like to say just quickly, we were led today by Amy DeBurgess, and I can't find her. I'm sure she... Oh, there she is. And... And we have our soloist today on drums and clarinet and voice. And we also had some little angels and shepherds who on the fly decided to join us and be helpful. So. And you know who I forgot? And I'm so glad somebody said, someone accompanied us with music today. And he was playing on this piano. Dennis, thank you, Dennis. I'm just so grateful for the ministry of music that we have here at this church, and it really does glorify God. What? Who did we forget? Well, we have a liturgist, yes. Thanks. So we had our liturgist today, and then I was here too. Yeah, thanks, Bruce. Okay, so I'm just in a zone. This has been such a lovely morning. So this week our meme is from the quote by St. Francis of Assisi, "Where there is hatred, let me sow love." Each week I have given you a mission, should you choose to accept it, to become hashtaggers, to Facebook, tweet, Instagram, Snapchat, all these things of this quote. And if this is all Greek to you, that's okay, because what you can do is use this as an invitation to someone to come join us next week on Christmas Eve. They can come in the morning at 10:30 or at 7 in the evenings next week. So please know that these can be your invitations. So let people know what we're doing here and an invitation to join us next week. Let people know that there are angels among us here at University Church, and to hear this message, do not be afraid. And let us sing our song together, Facing the Candle of Love. Go now in hope, peace, joy, and love.